A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/work and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny skies, continued chilly today with highs this afternoon around 40 degrees.
Travis, it is 20 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning. WCHV was on hand to watch over 40,000 people clog the streets of Richmond around the Pocahontas building where the offices of the General Assembly are on VCDL's 26th lobby day at the Capitol. Visiting with members of both the House and Senate, like Nick Freitas.
If this process ended with, and then they'll file charges, and you get a day in court, and you get a jury of your peers, and you get access to legal counsel, I think all of us could look at that and say, okay, this is the same process that we go through a crime. But none of those other things happen.
CBS 19's Courtney Stewart takes a look at who was part of that 40,000-person throng.
Among the rallygoers, there were plenty of women with very strong views on gun control and the role of government in their lives. I spoke with one woman from Walkerton, Virginia, who said the rally attendees are law-abiding citizens who want to protect themselves against government overreach. She said criminals will always get guns, and that's not her only concern.
Why does our government want to disarm us? Historically, when people get disarmed, the government controls them, and that's not right.
One surprising rallygoer carried a sign saying gun rights are gay rights.
I am a gay man, and it's important to me to be able to defend myself, and it's particularly important to me that people who are marginalized, who don't have as many options, maybe they're lower income, maybe they don't live in gated neighborhoods, in the safest place, should be able to defend themselves as well.
You can find more of WCHV's exclusive coverage on the podcast channel of WCHV.com.
Albemarle County Police are warning people about a scammer impersonating a police officer.
The caller says his name is Captain Daryl Byers. He says there's a warrant for the arrest of whoever he's calling, but it can be resolved through a wire transfer of money. Now, two people so far have called the police to report the scam.
Albemarle County Police say they would never ask you to wire money. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 21 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This is Eric Oval for Charlie Oval Chevrolet Buick GMC in Stanton. It doesn't matter if you've been bad or good, naughty or nice. Everyone gets our GM employee discount below invoice. That's right, over 475 vehicles to choose from, and you pay the same price as a GM factory employee below invoice price. At Charlie Amball Chevrolet Buick GMC and Stan, dash through the new snow with zero down and zero payments till March 2020. Select models with 0% financing for 72 months. Want a truck? You're in luck. Every Chevy, Silverado, and GMC Sierra at our GM employee discount below invoice is your credit on the naughty list. At Charlie Amball and Stan, our lenders can get almost anyone approved. Plus, we'll give you up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book fair market value for any trade in any condition. Remember,